The last four verses of Parshat Tzav read as follows. Aaron and his sons, namely the Kohanim, are commanded, U'mipesach ol moed lo seitu shivat yamim. You shall not leave from the opening of the tent of meeting, namely, you should not leave the temple, shivat yamim, for 7 full days, ad yom melos yamei milu'eichem, until your initiation is done, ki shivat yamim yimalei atzeichem, because for 7 days you shall be initiated into the priesthood. The very presence of the priest in the Mishkan, in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, is part of the initiation. It's not just actions the Kohen takes. It's his very presence there in the temple, which is vital for the initiation. And if he's not there for 7 days, the initiation does not take full hold. Kasher asa bayom hazeh, and this procedure, which is done as part of the priestly initiation, tiva Hashem la'asot lechaper aleichem. God has given you this command in order to give you atonement, so that the priests are atoned for their past misdeeds. And by sitting there to be in the presence of God for 7 days straight, they're in the presence of God, and that is transformative for them. The second to last verse repeats the idea. Ufezach ol moed tishvu yomam v'layla shivat yamim. You should stay in that one place day and night for 7 days. Ushmartem et mishmeret Hashem v'lo tamutu. And if you don't do this, you'll die. Kichein tzuvesi, so I have commanded. At first glance, these verses are talking about the initiation of Aaron and his sons at the time of the Torah, and it was a weird set of rules related to the one-time initiation of the priests, and there is nothing to understand it beyond that one-time rule. However, Ramban, and I'll add that that is the way the Ravid understood these verses. The Ravid, perhaps known as the Rambam's major antagonist, the Ravid says, these verses do not constitute an obligation for the Jewish people. This is just telling a story of initiation. However, Ramban Nachmanides disagrees and says that these verses actually teach a law which apply for all priests in all times, that a priest is not allowed to leave the temple while temple service is going on. This isn't limited to a one-time initiation. Every day, the priests, the Kohanim, are engaged in temple service. And if you're there while the service is going on, you may not leave early. You may not depart in the middle of the service. You have to be present, and you can't leave when you're supposed to be present. The way I would understand this is that it relates to respect. It's disrespectful to leave something in the middle. And even if it's boring to you, or even if you have some other appointment you need to go to, you don't live in the middle. If you attended a major performance of an orchestra playing a major symphony, and they're in the middle of the third movement, would you get up in the middle and say, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, I have to leave? It's considered disrespectful to leave things early, to leave things in the middle. So this is an obligation for the Kohanim, that while the temple service is going on, you don't leave in the middle. You honor the space. You honor the service itself. You don't leave in the middle. It would be disrespectful to walk out while things are still going on. This idea that a Kohen may not leave in the middle of the service is repeated in 2 other occasions in the Torah. And whereas the first occasion was, you might argue, was limited to a moment of initiation, the other occasions are not so limited. After two of Aaron's sons die, Moshe tells Aaron and the remaining two sons a similar rule. U'pesach ol moed lo seitzu, you cannot leave from the opening to the Mishkan, the tent of meeting, pentamutzu, lest you die, kishem mishchat Hashem aleichem, because you have been anointed with the anointed oil, v'yasu kidvar Moshe, and they listen to what Moshe commanded. So here too, a priest is told, you may not leave. And in this case, the Kohanim had a good reason to want to leave. They might have wanted to leave to engage in mourning for their sons and siblings. This wasn't just to go to the bank. This was to engage in another religious activity. But the Torah says to the priest, you have a job. It's disrespectful to leave in the middle of your job, and therefore you must stay. It is repeated a third time in Parshat Emor, in the 21st chapter of Vayikra. And this also is in a connection of mourning. The high priest is told, Umina Mikdash lo yetze, he may not leave the tent of meeting, but lo yechalel et Mikdash alokav, and not desecrate the holy place of his God, ki nezer shem mishchat alokav alav ani Hashem, because the anointing oil is upon him, I am Hashem. So three times the Torah is adamant that a priest should stay for the balance of the service. And again, Nachmanides says, these three sources constitute one mitzvah that a priest does not leave in the middle of the shift until all of the temple work has concluded. While Nachmanides read these verses in the most expansive way possible, applying to all priests and all times, Ravid reads these verses in the most limited way possible, applying them only to the high priest and only in a situation of mourning. Look carefully at the text. In Parshat Emor, when the law is applied to the high priest, it says, Ki nezer shemen mishchat elokav alav ani Hashem, because he has been anointed with God's oil. And that applies specifically to the high priest, who has the special oil upon him. Even the previous context, which talked about Aaron's sons, who were not the high priest, but there also the Torah mentions, Ki shemen mishchas Hashem aleichem, because the anointing oil is upon you. Ravid says, if this mitzvah specifically mentions the anointing oil, then it only applies to a high priest. And that makes a lot of sense, because the high priest is always in the temple. He's identified with the temple. His whole nature is constantly being in the temple and in the presence of God. And therefore, it makes sense for there to be a rule for a high priest that he must always be in the temple and he may not leave. But Ravid says, why are you applying this to all priests? None of the verses seem to say that no priest may leave the temple during a time of service. And we noted the hardship these priests have. You know, the high priest has no other life. He has no other job. He has nothing else that he's doing. He can be there the whole time. Regular priests have other needs, have other responsibilities, have families, have other professions perhaps, and you're saying they cannot leave under any circumstances? This is the first limitation that Ravid gives to the law. It only applies to a high priest. The second limitation, it's not clear. A second possible limitation of this law may relate to occasion. In Parshat Tzav, the verse that Nachmanides says is the source of this mitzvah, it applies in the generic, in the general. But the other verses which describe this law specifically apply it in cases of mourning. Both the high priest and Aharon's family were in scenarios in which they might wish to leave the temple to mourn, and they're told, don't leave the temple to mourn. What could limit this law even further and say that it only means that at a time of mourning, a priest may not leave. And this is just a restatement of the law that we're familiar with, that priests do not attend funerals. And another way of saying that they don't attend funerals is that they must stay in the temple. But truth be told, no one ever has to stay for the entire service to be concluded. As long as they don't leave to go to a funeral, the violation has not been accrued. So this law could be understood as being virtually non-existent. It's just a repeat of what we already know, that a priest may not leave to attend a funeral. It may be very limited only to the high priest, that he is identified with the temple and that's why he cannot leave, but a regular priest can. Or it could be the most expansive, as Nachmanides understands the verses in Parshat Tzav, that all priests must remain in the temple on the day of service until the entire service has concluded. You don't leave in the middle. Rambam gives an in-between view, in between Ramban's expansive reading and Ravid's limited reading. The challenge with the Rambam is that he's reading the verse as applying to two almost simultaneous cases at the same time. At the start, Rambam seems to be reading this law almost the same as Ramban Nachmanides. In the second chapter of the Laws of Temple Entry, Halacha Hey, Rambam writes, Kohen sheyatza min hamikdash b'shas havodah bilvad, a priest, notice any priest, not just a high priest, who leaves the temple b'shas havodah when the service is going on, chayav mita, he has transgressed the violation and receives the death penalty, ben kohen gadol ben kohen gadyot, any type of priest, quoting the verse in Shmini, upetach ol moed lo teitzu pentamutu, you should not leave. Klomar lo tanichu avodah, don't leave when the temple is still ongoing. V'teitzu mevoalim utchufim, and leave hastily and in panic. Mipnei gzera zo, based on what had happened in the time of Nadab ben Abihu. V'chein zeh shenemar b'kohen gadol, and similarly the verse of the Kohen Gadol, don't leave the temple, is b'shat avodah, that he's not allowed to leave in the middle of temple service. So the Rambam in Halacha Hey almost identically gives the same view as Nachmanides, although Nachmanides uses three verses, Vayikra chapter 8, Vayikra chapter 10, and Vayikra chapter 21. Rambam only uses two of the three, but otherwise it looks just like the Ramban. Maimonides looks like Nachmanides. Then Rambam continues and asks, but I'm sympathetic to Ravid's observation that the Torah seems to be focused on the high priest. So im kein mipnei ma nishneit azara zo b'chohen gadol, why does the Torah seem to single out a high priest for this law? If it's really a law not to leave, it should apply. Why singling out the high priest? Then the Rambam gives the limited reading. Shekohena jyotcha mikdash b'avodato, If a regular priest receives word that it's time for them to mourn, they eino oved, he does not do temple service because he's supposed to attend the funeral. Ava kohen gadol oved kishu onein, but a kohen gadol works even when he is in mourning. Shneamar mikdash lo yetze, he does not leave. Klomer yeshev yavod avodah she'osik ba, he should go and he should engage in the service that he was in the middle. Rambam now says that the verse is talking about an occasion of mourning, and the verse is talking about a priest who might want to leave in a time of mourning, and it is limited to telling the priest that when they're in mourning, they don't leave. This Rambam is problematic, because how could you read the verse simultaneously in the broad, widely applicable sense that a priest never leaves during service, and then read it in the incredibly narrow, limited sense, it's only talking about a high priest, and only talking about a case of mourning, to say specifically a high priest in a case of mourning does not leave the temple. He continues to engage in his service. So I think the Rambam is trying to have the cake and eat it too, and that he's taking verses and applying them both broadly and also narrowly at the same time. What is further surprising about the Rambam is that the Rambam rules, somewhat surprisingly, that a Kohen does not leave the temple even when they're supposed to be in mourning. We know that Kohanim don't normally attend funerals, but they do attend funerals of their seven closest family members. Intuitively, I would have thought that the high priest is singled out as the Kohen who never attends a funeral and therefore never leaves the temple. But a regular priest, because he needs to attend the funeral, leaves in a situation in which a funeral is taking place. Yet Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, "Shekohen ajot shayav mikdash ba'avodato," if a kohen is found in the temple while working, "v'shama shemet lo meshu chayav litabel alav," and here's about the loss of a close family member, "afal pi she'eno yotze min ha-mikdash," even though he doesn't leave the temple, "eino obeid," he doesn't do service, "v'pneshu onein," because he's in mourning, "v'mavad v'onein," and if he works in that status, the sacrifices are invalid. Rambam has a comment here, which is made in passing, which is incredibly perplexing. He says, "Eino yotze min ha-mikdash." Rambam says, "I issued a ruling. A priest does not leave in the middle of the service. Not to go to the bank, not to give a shiur, not to go to the doctor, and not to go to a funeral." So if a priest hears that they lost a close relative, they begin the mourning process, and they can no longer serve in the temple, but they don't leave the temple while the service is going on. Does the Rambam have in mind that the Kohen will miss the funeral? I mean, we know to this day, and this was practiced in the time of the Mishnah as well, that funerals in Yerushalayim took place on the day of death. So if Kohen loses a parent, God forbid, at 9 a.m., they're going to do the funeral that day. But Rambam has ruled that the mitzvah of not leaving the temple still applies. The Kohen is going to miss the funeral. The Torah went out of its way to say to the Kohen, you may not serve anymore in the temple because you're in mourning. The Torah went out of its way to say, go to the funeral, even though you normally don't. But the Rambam says, but there's this other rule that you can't leave in the middle, and therefore, potentially, he misses the funeral. So to summarize, Rambam's ruling is confused and complicated for two reasons. Number one, after saying that all priests must stay, the law applies differently to a high priest because he continues to serve and the other priests do not. And the second reason why this is a surprise is that the priest does not attend the funeral while they're in the temple, and sometimes they will have to miss their funerals because of the overarching law that a kohen may not leave in the middle. How do I know that he can't serve in the temple, even though he has not yet become impure? Mikavachomer, based on a logical argument, a coin with a blemish may not serve. An onein, a coin in mourning, is even more distanced from the temple service than a coin with a blemish. So therefore, he may not in any way participate in the temple service. Now the Rambam here uses the word onein as opposed to avel, and I'll now define that term. What does the Rambam mean when he says onein as opposed to avel? Avel is a mourner, and avel is the mourner who's engaged in a 7-day mourning period to process and think about the loss of a loved one. And we all know there are many halachot which apply to people who are in mourning. An onein is a different situation. An onein is somebody on the day of death. So the Rambam here is describing what happens to a kohen on the day of death, not a kohen in mourning. A kohen in mourning has already gone to the funeral, is already impure, and obviously cannot participate in the temple service because he's impure. But here we talk about the onein, where the funeral has not yet taken place, but because it's the day of death, he has the status of being an onein and cannot participate in temple service, even though he is not impure, because of his status of having just lost a close family member. The temple service is supposed to be about joy and happiness. Because the temple service is supposed to be about joy and happiness, there's an exclusion that somebody on the day of death of a loved one, where they're in a dark place, are excluded from temple service because they're in that dark place. This has nothing to do with the fact that they're preparing for the funeral or that we suspend mitzvot because, like a standard mourner, that we suspend mitzvot to enable them to get ready for the funeral. This is entirely limited to the fact that they're not in a state of simcha. And the Rambam later says, broadly speaking, the Ramban has an easy reading of this law. It's grounded in the space of the temple in general. We respect the space by not leaving early. Riva's reading also is a smooth reading. The high priest is not engaged, does not participate in recognitions of death, and therefore he never leaves. And even if there is a funeral that he might have reason to attend, he doesn't leave in the midst of the funeral. For Rambam, it's hard to find the primary focus of the law. Is the primary focus teaching us lessons about the high priest, that he's always present before God? Is the primary lesson about space, the general holiness, and not leaving early? Whereas the issue is clear for two of our Rishonim, it is somewhat harder to tease out in accordance with the more complex view of the Rambam.